We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Monday.
I feel it coming. I feel it coming, babe.
Oh, my God. I love that tune. I like The Weeknd. Turns out I love that guy. I love that blinding.
The Weeknd.
What's that?
Both the person and the actual
Both the person and the actual Weeknd. Long weekend this weekend, you guys. You know, Memorial Day and everything.
Oh, right.
It's the first like real holiday since all this started.
Yeah, what's all this teasing you did in our emails about Friday, too? I'm like, what?
Well, our big boss is like, she said, normally we'd, you know, quit early for the weekend, but you guys have all done such a great job. We're just giving you the day off. I was like, is that us?
Did say to check with your supervisor, so we're checking.
Hey, Michael Martin, don't you think we busted a little ass over the last, I mean, we have put this together, kept it on the air. Come on. Who are you? Anyway, you know, that's our personal thing to work out. It's time for Celebrity Trash. I feel it coming. It's brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So if you hear us talking about something on here and you're like, oh, I would like some more info on that, that's you, I guess.
That's a listener impression you're doing?
Well, I found that very helpful, and I'd like to send that article to my friend.
All right. Well, I find that insulting, but okay.
Yeah, you shouldn't. That's just, you know, we all have our internal voices. Well, I can't help what yours is. So if you want any links or videos, things that we reference, a lot of times they're up there. There's going to be a couple things, I think, here in the Celebrity Trash that we're going to have to pop up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So check that. Makes it easy. We're going to start with Snoop Dogg.
How's he doing?
Great, it seems like. Maybe not. I don't know. He might be losing it. He is, you know, he's always on social. I see Snoop Dogg's posts, and he, I don't know what's happening with him, but he let his guard down a little bit. He let his guard down. Do we want to just roll this, or do you have it ready to go?
I have the audio ready to go because I had to bleep it.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Maybe I should queue up the video so you can see.
Oh yeah, so
he's just sitting down, really.
He's sitting in his car alone, clearly having a moment to himself. Vinny, I don't know what's going on at his house, but he needed a moment alone, and this is what he needed to listen to while he was having this moment alone.
All right,
here, I'll play it for you.
Here we go. The funniest part is just the way he's clearly enjoying it. Let it
go. Oh, come on.
I had to come sit in my car and listen to this, man. Let it go. I'm just sitting in my car listening to Let It Go. Let it go. We'll be outside soon.
We'll be outside soon.
Yeah, we'll be outside soon.
That is funny.
It's the funniest part about it is, like, you think at first he's setting it up for a joke, but no, he's just sitting in his car enjoying Let It Go.
I don't know.
And he's nodding.
I actually think he is joking. Unless he's got little kids in the house, I don't know why he's got that playing, though. So I don't, like, that's on regular rotation in my house. I had a nightmare, and I don't know which day it was of last week or the week before, but I could not get Show Yourself, the new Frozen song, out of my head.
Oh, please sing me a little of that. I don't know how it goes.
And it was killing me. It's the middle of the night. Stop it. And it was on repeat.
Couldn't
in my
you
head.
Just listen to something else?
It was middle of the night. I was laying in bed trying to stop.
Put anyway, some social D on.
They
hey,
are.
So sing me the. Oh.
I'm arriving. It needs to ramp up. This is very early on. Get to the where she starts to really get pick up pace. Show yourself. There you go. Here it comes.
It's your turn. Are you the one I've been looking for all of my life?
Here, let me jump to the end where she probably goes up.
Oh, here we go. Oh, yes! Epic! Oh, that is just magnificent. Well, that's going to be stuck in your head all day today.
Oh, my God. In the middle of the night. I'll tell you what. She is the new... What is that lady's name? She's not French, but her husband was.
Oh, she is French.
Titanic chick.
Yeah.
Oh, Celine Dion?
Celine Dion,
she's the new Celine Dion, man. She's got that like, sort of...
I think she blows Celine Dion out of the water. But.
Oh, how dare you!
I don't love Celine Dion's voice. She's very nasal, and she's so affected. Ugh, ugh, ugh. No, don't. Love can touch us one time
and last for a lifetime. Oh, they're both awful.
Yeah, no. Idina is awesome. She's great. I love a Broadway voice. That is not that.
I think you would really like Frozen 2. They go from
I
one
know I would.
Big number to the next, and they're
that
shockingly...
80s video. You had me at 80s style video. Like, oh, I really want to see that. Again, it's the whole Sarah has no control over what gets... She pays all the bills, but has no control over what gets watched on her TV, which I can never say in front of my family. But I'll say it to you. Snoop Dogg's unexpectedly wholesome video blew up on social media. This is a guy who knows how to do it. You know what I'm going to do?
Good for him.
Exactly what you don't think I'm going to do. Over a million views, lots of reaction on Twitter, including Idina Menzel. Now, I searched this morning. I could not find this post. Were you able to find it, Bryn?
I was, yes.
Okay.
Do you want to hear it?
Yes, I want to hear Idina Menzel's reaction.
Sure. And so she's sitting in her car now with her response to it, and here it is.
The pimps in the crib, ma. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. He ain't trying to get at you. Park it like it's hot.
Welcome
park
to get out of this
park it like it's hot. Get out of this
soon. That's the same.
What was that?
She did the same thing that he said. She said, we're going to be out of this soon. Uh-huh. That's so funny. She actually captioned it. Could have sworn it was drop it like it's hard. Learn
that's
something new every day.
Here, drop it like it's hot, apparently.
Yeah. Well, now she knows. Anyway, adorable and something to do while you're bored in the house.
We got a text from 516 that says, my toddler is loving this segment.
Oh, great. Good. Well, we're doing it for the kids. So you can't say we don't do it for the kids.
Right.
Will Ferrell has a new movie coming up for Netflix. He is in a comedy called Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga for Netflix. And the movie synopsis is this, which is, listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. I already love this movie. Like, I'm definitely going to watch
Who's
it.
Who's starring in this? Will Smith, you said?
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell, okay.
Will Ferrell. Aspiring musicians Lars, played by Ferrell, and Sigrid, who's played by Rachel McAdams, who I also love from The Notebook, they're given the opportunity of a lifetime to represent their country at the world's biggest song competition. They finally have a chance to prove that any dream worth having is a dream worth fighting for. So I don't know where they're going to be representing, but they're, you know, I don't know, Iceland maybe. They have a song called Volcano Man. Demi Lovato's also in this. Looks like Pierce Brosnan's in it. This is the name of it is Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga, and his song is called Volcano Man. Here is him performing it with an artist named My Marianne. To the Highland Fjord. So he must be doing the ha, ha, ha. On a mountain peak. There he sat, and he began to speak. Does he sing? Did he get a verse or something? Oh, God, that's going to be bigger on TikTok. I'm already doing all the dances to it. Oh, Jesus. Anyway, June.
I thought you were quitting TikTok.
Yeah, I am. I forgot about
She's
that.
She's not. She's
I'm
so not quitting
I'm totally
TikTok.
Quitting it. It's going to be on the full soundtrack, which is available on June 26th. Let me see. I don't see the date this is that the movie's coming out. You know what? They're saying the soundtrack's available June 26th, so it's got to be coming out around then. Hopefully.
Well, maybe it's up in the air still for them.
Maybe. So last Friday, Noah Cyrus released an EP. That's mm-hmm. Miley Cyrus's little sister. So she was doing an Instagram live to celebrate the release. The End of Everything is the name of the EP. And she actually, I mean, it sounds like she started crying. Were you able to find this? So
yeah.
She was mm-hmm. talking about the lyrics to one of the songs on there, which is called Young and Sad, which references her challenging upbringing, growing up, I guess, in the shadow of her dad and her sister. So do you should I just read the quote, or does she say it pretty clearly? I mean, does she start crying?
She does cry here. I don't have all the quotes you have, I think, but I'll roll what I have here.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry. So that's Young and Sad, and sorry. I think just the message of like the second verse, being born in the family I was in, everybody gave me such a hard time for having a hard time being, you know, Miley's little sister, but I always felt like I was that person that no one gave a shit about due to what people said to me online, and it was absolutely unbearable. And that's why I write my sister's like sunshine, always bringing good light wherever she'll go. Then I was born to rain clouds, blessed in her shadows, because that's what everybody always said to me, that no matter what, I was going to be in that shadow. And I always believed that. And that's so
that's
hard
terrible.
For me to overcome.
So
you know?
Hard. That's got to be so tough. To be in a family that, like, the whole family's sort of known. You know what I mean? And in this day and age, like, with social media, like, because the dad's famous, and then the big sister gets uber famous, and is crazy everywhere she goes. She's bananas. So you're her mm-hmm. sister. That's got to be really tough.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, part of me feels like she doesn't have perspective on it. So that's
right. It's tough. Right.
It's tough.
She's like, only 20.
I'd want her to go to some counseling and get a better view of what, you know, her life is not as hard as most people's lives. And the truth is, she's got a leg up on others who want to be in the entertainment industry too. So, but it doesn't change the fact that anybody can feel any way they want.
Yep.
She can be.
Well, there's certainly. Oh yeah, sure. Okay. So Young and Sad is the name of it.
There it is.
My sister's like sunshine, always bringing good light.
I will say, after listening to the little bit we did last week, I think she has a beautiful voice, and I actually mm-hmm. like her songwriting sensibility. I mean, if she's writing her own songs, which I assume she is, that's nice. I mean, you know, listen, sometimes it takes spitting it out to get it out of you and to kind of get ownership of it and mm-hmm. and move on from it. All right, so next up is Tekashi 6ix9ine, this guy.
How's he doing?
He's mad, Vinny. He's so
oh,
mad.
Boy.
Boy. Life is just so unfair to Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Wow, what's going to happen?
Well,
happens when he gets mad? Do people run? Do people run for it? Or do they laugh?
He gets mad. When he gets mad, people go, oh no, is he going to rat me out too?
Right.
I better kill him real quick. So he was, you know, in hopes of making a grand return to music. He's out of the slammer and he's moving houses constantly because he's not safe. So Tekashi 6ix9ine was hoping to score the number one spot on the Billboard singles chart thanks to his latest single, Gooba. Have you heard Gooba? I haven't heard it. Well, you know,
Bryn, are you a fan of Gooba?
I have not, no.
Oh, okay.
So he wants it to, you know, it's his first single out. It just came out. He wants it to go to the top of the charts like a rocket. So it looks like Billboard, you know, they release the charts, I think, on Tuesdays. We usually, we do them like on Wednesdays, right, after they come out. But he clearly has some inside information because he knows he's actually going to be, spoiler alert, number two this week. And he is pissed. Spoiler alert. He explained to his fans all his new frustrations. He said, I want the whole world to see this because what I'm about to show you is a forecast of what every label in the world gets. Every label gets this. He basically showed a forecast for the single chart. And it predicted that Doja Cat and Nicki Minaj's Say So would stay at number one. And listen, they're doing their own social media campaign right now. You know, there was the whole she'll take off her top and show her boobs if it hits number one. And they, you know, stream away. So he's thinking, well, I got out of jail. So, of course, everyone's going to be streaming my new song. And turns out they are.
Jump in for a second. So the precedent is Tupac got out of jail and released hits. Lil Wayne also did jail time and came out and dropped hits and went. I don't know for sure if they went straight to number one. Gucci Mane's another dude who did jail time and got out. And I'm sure I'm missing a bunch of them because.
Well, maybe the difference is that he's a snitch.
Right.
And people are like, screw that guy.
Right.
He's going to be number two. It's not like the thing didn't do well. It's just that
I'm surprised he's even doing that well. But then again, he must have had a huge following before he got himself into trouble, right?
Well, clearly, I mean, sure, yeah. This is his new song, Gooba. All right.
Number two.
All right.
Here it is, Gooba.
I tell it, don't blink, ride. Leave it to the double thick thighs, twin sisters. Drop it down and wobble up. Mommy, boot it up. Shake it down and gobble up. Cause my money up. Slide in the belly trucker, the rave trucker.
I can't believe this was number two. Who cares?
I know.
Ugh. Anyway, he's saying it's illegal. He said Billboard promoted an autographed CD bundle for Stuck With You, and he says Gooba earned double the streams of any other song on the chart after it was played 200 million times.
Wow.
And that they're lying.
All right.
And that's all I have time for. Sorry. The end. There's your music news. I just looked at the clock and went, whoops. Go ahead, Vin. What's coming up?
Fishing's bigger than ever and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.